This is program number LW2616. Well, did you ever hear of Harry Houdini? Hi, this is Larry West. Houdini was, I suppose, the greatest, most renowned escape artist that ever lived. There wasn't a single trick he couldn't do or duplicate. Let me tell you a little bit about him today. During his career, while he was building up his reputation as an escape artist, he pulled a stunt around the country to get publicity. Here's what he would do. He'd visit the local jail in town, and he'd ask the jailer to chain him up. I mean, chain him with everything the jailer wanted to use. Jailers used manacles, straitjackets, chains, locks, everything they could find to lock up Harry Houdini. Then they'd put him in a jail cell and lock it up tight. Well, usually Houdini would get himself free, and sometimes would even beat the jailer back to his own office before the jailer had time to hang up his hat. There was one time, though, that Houdini was almost stopped. During one of his tours in Scotland, he visited an old jail there one day, a jail that had antique locks on the door. He fully expected to be free in just a matter of minutes. The jailer bound him securely, as usual, inside that cell. He did just about everything every other jailer did in trying to chain Houdini securely. Chains were no problem, though. Houdini got out of them in just a matter of a few seconds. But when he came to the cell door, he found there a lock that wouldn't yield. Houdini worked and worked. He used everything he knew. He finally reached the point of exhaustion, trying to unlock that door. He was almost willing to admit himself licked, when all of a sudden, he leaned against the door to catch his breath. And when he did, the door creaked. It swung open. That canny old jailer hadn't even locked it. The world's greatest trickster had himself been tricked. You know, that story has a moral to it. How many of us are there who consider ourselves wizards? We're successful. We've got it made. We've got all the answers. All you have to do is drive down some of the finest neighborhoods in any city, the beautiful homes, the stately estates. I fly around the country quite a bit myself, and it's amazing how many swimming pools a fella can see coming into almost any city. We can face almost every challenge. We have the key. But you know, all of a sudden, we're surprised to find ourselves fretting and fuming, you know, when it comes to trying to open the door of happiness. We're going crazy in this country of ours, using our credit cards, trying to buy happiness. If I only had a new car, if I could just talk Mom and Dad into buying me a new coat, if I just had another fix, name it. To have is to be happy. And the more we try to walk that road of bright lights, of false advertising, the more we discover we're locked in. We haven't found that the door to happiness, the real door, really isn't locked at all. There's no trick to being happy. I remember there was a strange feeling within me as I walked along the corridors of a southern prison one day. Prison bars were everywhere, from the ceiling to the floor. There was a different feeling in my life than in the lives of those countless inmates I walked past. And it wasn't in just our different kinds of clothing. The difference rested in one great truth. You see, I was walking with the man who had the keys. I'm convinced that it's Jesus Christ who makes the difference between being locked up and being free. He is the key to happiness. He's the one who can give hope, purpose, a real reason for living. And what he gives is not something that's just accidental, something that people just happen upon, something that would work for one person and wouldn't work for another. He doesn't promise no struggles. He just promises that he has the key. He one day said, "Do not be afraid. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And," he said, "I hold the keys of death and Hades." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. When you're ready to get serious, remember that. I'm here. I'm waiting to help. You've got to take the first step. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. It's yours for the asking. What controls your life? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.